In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. He, the Prophet, frowned and turned away when there came to him the blind man. How can you tell? He might have sought to purify himself, or become reminded, and might have benefited from our reminder. As for him who is indifferent, to whom you were attending, you will not be held responsible. If he would not purify himself, yet to him who came to you with the zeal on his own and with fear of Allah in his heart, you gave no heed. Nay, it should not be so. Surely, this is but an admonition. Let him who once accepted, it is written in scrolls which are honored, exalted, purified, and which remain in the hands of scribes who are noble and virtuous. Woe to disbelieving man! How ungrateful he is! Out of what Allah has created him, out of a semen drop, Allah created him and then fashioned him in due proportion, then makes his way of life smooth for him, then causes him to die and stows him in a grave. Then he will surely give him back to life when he pleases. By no means has he fulfilled the duty that Allah has assigned him. Let man reflect on the food he eats. We pour down rainwater in abundance and cleave the soil asunder. We bring forth grain, grapes, and nutritious vegetation, olives and dates, lush gardens, fruits and fodder, as a means of sustenance for you and your cattle. Finally, when there will come on deafening blast on the day each man shall flee from his own brother, his mother and his father, his wife and his children, for each one of them on that day shall have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to others. Some faces on that day shall be shining, smiling and joyful, and some faces on that day shall be dusty and veiled with darkness. These shall be the faces of the disbelieving wicked.